President John Mahama is advocating a visa-free Africa where member countries will create a regime to allow free movement and trade without interferences and pressures. He says he sees a lot of opportunities for Africa renaissance, and this can only materialize if sub-regional blocs are allowed to work. President Mahama was interacting with the African Diplomatic Corps in Paris, France, on the sidelines of his state visit to that country. He walked the envoys through the formation of the Organization of African Unity, now the African Union, and some relevant discussions at the Golden Jubilee of the AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He stated that emerging trends require that African leaders build their countries in a way that dividends of growth is shared equitably among the people. According to the president, this can only be achieved on a platform of democratic governance and the rule of law.
And so for us African governments, our duty is also to ensure that we don't create extremes of poverty, and that as our economies continue to grow, we create social interventions that allow some of that growth to be channeled to the most vulnerable classes of our society. And so one, we must create opportunities for our women, because in most countries, and in my country, women are the majority of our population. You cannot continue to keep them marginalized. And so women must take their place side by side with us to contribute their quota towards the growth of our economies. We must look at other segments of the population, rural poor, and now increasingly urban poor, because of the rural-urban and drift as a result of the natural human tendency to look for opportunity. We're seeing a transformation of Africa from a largely rural continent to an urbanized continent. We have crossed that threshold in Ghana. Today, almost 53% of our population live in an urban setting, while 47% are still rural. It used to be the reverse. It was 60-40. And so it shows the trend that is occurring, that more Africans are looking for opportunity and therefore moving to urban centers. And so it creates a challenge for us.
President Mahama also touched on the need to have free movement of persons and goods in the sub-region. He said he strongly believes that having a visa-free Africa will yield positive results.
One of the things we must do is, even if we cannot achieve total unity at once in terms of merging our sovereignties, that we will let our sub-regional groupings work, and that will allow our people to be able to move across goods and services across our sub-region without the kinds of barriers that you currently find. I believe that we should have a visa-free Africa. I don't believe that if we do that, everybody will pack his bag and go to South Africa. I don't believe that. In West Africa, we thought that if we executed a visa-free regime, everybody would congregate in Nigeria, which was oil-rich at the time. But indeed, today, I mean, there are more Nigerians coming to Ghana than Ghanaians going to Nigeria, even though Nigeria has a much bigger economy than Ghana has, you know. So I do believe that we should trust our people and create a regime where they're able to move freely across our sub-regions, move goods and services freely.